Yo, 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 what is up, everyone? Welcome back to The Rundown. I'm here with my co-host, Josh Richards.
What is up, everybody? Thank you again for making it the number one podcast in TV and film. Everyone, make sure you keep subscribing, rating it 5 stars, all that cool stuff. So yeah, big thanks to all the fans. Dude, we have a funny episode today, I would say.
Very funny. Very special guests.
Yep. We got two of the people from Impractical Jokers. I literally used to watch this every hockey tournament, every lacrosse tournament, any sports tournament, going anywhere, staying in any hotel. It was Impractical Jokers with the team, watching it, laughing. What is up, guys? How are you?
What's up, guys? How are you? We're big in the tournament community. Pretty much any tournament, we have a lock on that.
Yeah.
Any hotels that only get like 3 stations, one of them being TV, we're big.
Yeah. If your hotel has less than 2 stars, they definitely have true TV.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's fucking amazing. So you guys, how long have you guys been doing Impractical Jokers for?
10 years.
We're currently filming our ninth season. We've been doing this for 10 years now. Yeah.
Do you guys?
So how old are you two? How old are you guys?
I'm 18. I'm 19.
18. Great. So when you were 8 and 9, yeah, and I started this.
Yeah, that's
holy cow. That's insane to think.
You hadn't learned to walk to read yet, literally, and we were already making the show.
Kids work, James. I don't think
I don't. I have a puppy. I don't know how to read.
Because usually when kids are 8, they're still not, you know, sucking on their thumbs and just standing in strollers and stuff like that.
Speak for yourself, man.
That's funny.
I want to get into, like, you know, the episodes of Impractical Jokers. Is there an episode where you guys remember anything going terribly wrong? Because, like, we do pranks on our YouTube sometimes, or like skits, and things will go wrong.
What's planned?
What's one thing that just absolutely just kind of either wrecked the bit or made it more funny? What was one of those stories?
You want to tell about the guy that put the bra on, Murray?
So we were filming a store, and they had like a big giant vat of jeans, right? Yes. And the guy had to be, he was like sumo wrestler size. He was like 6'8" or 6'9", jeez, probably 300 pounds. Yeah, I mean, I'm about 73 pounds when I'm wet. And the guys told me to go up to him and ask if I could hold, they ran down the biggest bra ever made. It was like a size Z bra. They said to me to go up to him and hold the bra up to this guy's chest, because he's the same size as my wife, right?
Right.
And so when I went up to him and held the bra up to his chest, he wasn't having it, man. He took his cell phone out of his pocket and whacked me in the face with his cell phone, because he thought I was, I guess, making a fat joke or something. I wasn't. And he just wasn't having it. And it was, I ran like a little woodland creature away from him.
Yeah. You had to get out of there as quick as you could. You didn't want to face a sumo wrestler in a match right then.
No, for sure, no. We don't really, you know, our show, as you guys know, isn't really about getting other people pissed off. It's not your normal prank show. You know, it's always about us being the butt of the joke. Yeah. So I think there's been a lot of times where we've really annoyed each other.
Right.
That's happened a lot. But for the most part, people just think they're confused by how crazy we are.
Yeah. Right. Is there one time that you've been put in a situation by, like, the others on the show that you were like, I cannot believe they're doing this to me? Like, one that stands out the most. Like, what's the one?
Oh, for sure. The number one for me, and I hear it all the time, is when, I don't know if you guys saw, when I had to catch the balls at the Mets game. Noah Syndergaard was the star pitcher.
Yep.
He was signing autographed balls, and he was throwing them into the audience, and he was in on it, and he just knew that I was going to grab them from kids and just put them in my fanny pack and tell them I could buy them on eBay. And there was this woman standing there with her 2-year-old daughter, and I was like, oh, do you want one for the baby? Give me your baby. And she gave me the baby, and I held the baby. I was like, no, get one for the little girl. And like, he threw me a ball, so I gave her back the baby, and I kept the ball, and the mother lost her shit. She started screaming, like going crazy, like, you used my daughter. And I'm like, well, at the end of the day, you gave your daughter to a stranger to get a baseball. So I don't know who's more.
Who's using who here? Yeah.
For real. That's amazing. I mean, I feel like when pranks go wrong for us, it's just like cops get called or security gets called. It's never like story like that.
That only happened a single time to us. It happened twice.
Twice.
We were in a supermarket and Sal was behind the counter. And the woman gave him her credit card to pay for her groceries. And we said, Sal, very nonchalantly, take out your cell phone and snap a photo of her credit card before you swipe it. And she went nuts. She called 911 on us. Yeah. Cops came because they thought it was like identity fraud.
That right.
So she wasn't
funny.
Having that.
We found out that 3 weeks earlier her identity had gotten stolen.
Oh,
well, so that's on her. That's
bad. Come
on,
PTSD.
But bad yeah, that's her soon. Fault. Why is she going soon. Around losing her ID and getting it stolen? You know what I mean? Yeah.
But when you guys do your video stuff, like you guys are just like, you're where you're not supposed to be a lot, where I think is a lot of the time why people, the cops get called, right? You guys are just like in a mall and all of a sudden you're doing somebody, nobody that yeah. you know you're supposed to be there, right? So our thing's a little different because we have to like get permission to be there first.
Yeah.
100%.
100%. So that helps. But you guys are like rogue, no rules.
Yeah, yeah. We're a little bit more of like that. We're the edgy version of you guys. You know what I mean? We don't like to set
I thought
up.
We were the edgy version of us.
Yeah. We're the frat version, I would say, you know? We're yeah. like, Go back to like the college days. Yeah, that's us.
Yeah.
Wait a second. We don't come across as cool frat guys. I don't know what you mean.
Oh, now we're putting
it
in tough
position. It's hard to get past my gray hair for me to be a cool frat. But me and Murr were actually friends when we were a guy's age. You know, like we met when we were freshman year high school. So we were friends since 14. So me right. and Murr were doing exactly what you guys are doing.
That's so how crazy. Long have
yeah,
you guys all been friends
back,
for?
Back in the day, we were not cool frat guys back then either.
That's funny. You weren't the guys going out slamming claws and getting chicks. So.
When did you meet the other guys, like Sal and Q?
Same thing. We met them in religion class first day of high school.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy.
And you guys just clicked? Or when did you guys, like before Impractical Jokers, did you guys have like a reputation at your high school of like doing pranks together? Like,
No, it was like, we went to an all-boy Catholic high school on Staten Island. That's where we met. So it was basically all the guys busting each other's chops all the time. So it wasn't like, you know, when the girls aren't around, you're just with a bunch of guys, so much testosterone, everybody's just messing with each other anyway. Right. So I think it was a little bit of a training ground, but for the most part, we were like, I was a straight up like nerd. Like I was like on the math team. I was on the bowling team. Like I'm not this cool guy you see before you boys.
Right. Yeah. It took some years to, you know, age finally for you. It's like, you're like wine. You're like a bottle of wine.
I'm like a rotten bottle of wine.
So was there any like TV shows or certain people that influenced you guys to get into Impractical Jokers? Like what was it growing up that inspired you?
Do you mean in a comedy? Do you like comedians?
Yeah, like it comedy. I mean, like could be Jackass, whatever it was that inspired you guys to start going out in public and doing those pranks.
It's funny. We got compared to Jackass a lot when we first started Jokers, right?
Right.
And we got compared to Punk'd a lot. When we first started the show, but I think the show is different than both those a lot. And we were influenced by, you know, the old comedies like Airplane, Naked Gun, and Eddie Murphy, and Saturday Night Live. I think was a big influence for us too. Like when we were in like our formative years, it was Will Ferrell was on Saturday Night Live, and Jimmy Fallon, and people like that, like really cool classics. Cast. That was a huge influence to us too. And we used to love Ken and Camera, things like that. But we were. I would say that. What do you think, Joey?
You know, like more than half of what you named, they have to Google to understand what the fuck is. But I think the like comedy is more what it's about. Like our show, you know, at its baseline is just friends making each other laugh. The way we made each other laugh was always this kind of like embarrassed with comedy or just doing anything. But I always like took to physical comedy. Yeah. Like as you can see, like Jim Carrey was huge for me. Like, you know, the way awesome. He just used his body. Like when we were coming up, it was like in Living Color was the sketch show that was you know, really redefined everything for us. I think that was a big influence.
And like the Ace Ventura.
And as far as
all that.
What'd you say?
Like the Ace Ventura kind of movies.
Dude, Ace Ventura. Liar Liar is my favorite one of his. I think so there's funny. A couple scenes in that movie. When he's beating himself up in the office to like try to like write with the blue pen. Like I think that's Jim Carrey at his best ever. So I think that was good. So like that, and then like later, like The Office. I loved both versions of The Office. I love Ricky Gervais. I think his uncomfortable comedy is definitely an influence on what we do.
Right.
I think that just he makes it so weird and awkward.
Yeah, 100%. No. Yeah.
So like prior to the show, I kind of touched on it. Like when you guys were in high school, like how did it come about? But like, how did the whole concept of the show, like whose idea, who's like we should start filming like our pranks? Like who? How did this come about?
We used to do this kind of stuff all the time, right? So like we'd be, Joe and I were roommates when we first started the show. We were roommates in Manhattan together.
Okay.
And we'd all be like doing improv or doing shows together. And like we'd be on Subway Manhattan and Joe would be dropping his nose on people secretly behind their back, and we'd be filming it on cell phones, and we're crying, laughing, and or he'd be in an elevator, and he'd just go to the corner, sit in the elevator with his nose right against the edge of the elevator. It was just stupid shit, you know, just a lot of stupid stuff. And we created the show together. The four of us were in Joe and I's apartment, eating chicken parm, and came up with the idea for the show and pitched it to TV networks, and we went out and shot the sales tape for the show literally on like little lip, like pen cameras and little glasses cameras and our cell phones. We secretly snuck in. We snuck into Victoria's Secret to a dressing room to film.
Oh,
we snuck
into
a movie theater. We snuck in the middle of a movie theater and pranked the crowd. Like, we didn't have permission to any of these places.
So you guys were like us back then. You're doing it without the permission back then.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
But we were doing comedy for like a long time. Like we formed a comedy troupe, the Tenderloins, in 1999. So we've been, you know, that's when we started. And then we did a whole bunch of improv comedy shows, sketch comedy shows, then it moved on to the internet sketch comedy stuff. And then we had a couple failed TV shows. And finally, we came up with our format, which was Jokers. And that was literally like, you know, we were doing like 16 years of just doing comedy because we loved it. And then finally something that hit, you know.
No, wow. Of course. Yeah. Do you guys still get like embarrassed at all or the nerves when you go to do those pranks? Because I mean, I know that when I first started filming, just even in public, I was definitely nervous or would feel very uncomfortable. Like when you have a camera holding it and there's all these people around you looking at you. I've definitely gotten more comfortable now, but I'm also not doing all the like uncomfortable, awkward, embarrassing pranks you guys are doing. So do those feelings still like occur?
Yeah, I don't think Joe has ever felt embarrassed in his life. ever. He was born without that gene.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite of that. I get embarrassed on a daily basis by the guys. I mean, I get embarrassed every time I pull out my driver's license photo, which the guys shaved my eyebrows and all the hair off my head and made me get it. It is a 10-year punishment. I got a driver's license photo with no eyebrows.
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
That
so
is
every
amazing.
Time I fly, get on an airplane, this is what I show.
That's
to get
so
into like PSA security. It's ridiculous.
It looks like an angry avocado.
Do they not like double check you? Are they not like, this is not this?
No,
you don't even look
it's
the same.
I mean, it's clearly me, but it looks like I got dumped. I look like a potato going through a divorce. You know?
Look like
what happened?
You look like so Mr. Clean if the whole sponge thing didn't work out.
That's right.
I look like Mr. Clean's evil uncle, Mr. Dirty.
That's funny.
So like, what was the favorite season you guys have filmed? You guys, like you said, have filmed so much. You've done 9 seasons of Jokers. Is that right?
So yeah, we're filming 9 now. Yeah.
9 now. So what out of all the seasons has been your just most memorable one?
I think seasons is tough because we've been on, you know, it's so many episodes. Like we just in season 8 we passed our 200th episode, right? So it's like we've done so much, so there's definitely standout things that have happened. But overall as a season, I think for me, and I think for the guys too, season 3 is kind of like where we hit our stride with some really good stuff. But then season 8 that we just completed, I know we were all like, wow, that was a really, really good one. We did some really out there kind of fun stuff that worked. So
right.
I think like season 8 was like, we would literally just come up with any like ideas. Like they were like, what if we made Joe a massage chair? And then we're like, what if we made Murr do the electric slide in a sauna room, like naked around a bunch of naked and like we tried, like, and we came up with all the like naked old men. Like we just came up with all this crazy stuff. Like, let's try it. And a lot of it really, really hit in a good way. So I think season 8, honestly, was still one of our best. It's definitely up there for me.
That's amazing.
I agree. That's I think awesome. 9 would be great too, but we'll see. We're filming it now. So it may suck. Stay tuned.
Are there any sneak peeks you can give it, or like little like things that you guys are going to be doing in season 9 that we can look out for or get excited for?
I mean, gosh, they got me 2 weeks ago and we filmed the punishment for the show, and involved in the punishment was a proctologist, a urologist, my wife who's a nurse, and a zip line.
I have no idea.
Figure out me. I'll let you figure out what happens.
Yeah, there. We're just gonna sit here after the podcast. Like,
yeah, me and Noah.
What could this mean?
Me and Noah are gonna sit here for an hour.
It's like a crime scene.
Yeah, you know, we've done a lot of fun stuff. Like there's a lot of challenges with the social distancing and you know, taking
definitely.
Precautions with the way the world is. But we're actually being able to pull it off pretty well. So I think there's like we've been filming some stuff where we're still falling down left and having a great time, you know?
So that's awesome. Yeah. So you guys have definitely still found a way to like be able to create that entertainment and content during like these hard times. Cause I think that's a transition like a lot of content creators needed to make.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Like we, you know, for Jokers, we weren't able to do the, what do you call it anymore? Like go to a, like a grocery store or like a party, be like, hey, you know, we can't do that. But then we came up with Dinner Party, which is our other show that got launched because of the, you know, pandemic, and we were all from home. We're like, all right, how do we get back in the homes of our fans and get them laughing and give a little bit of entertainment for them during these times? And then that got renewed for a new season. We're actually back on the air with that now because it's been like so, you know, it's just been great. Like we do this remote show where we just hang out. It's kind of like similar to what you guys are doing here. Like it's kind of like a podcasty format with the, you know, we're having dinner together and we do a bunch of sketches and stuff, which is, it's been really fun. People responded to it. We love it. And then Misery Index is back now too. And we're actually filming, that's on the air now for season two. Yeah. And season three comes, we filmed season three starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Misery Index actually popped up on my TV. I think if it like maybe like 2 weeks ago. And I was like randomly watching it and like just like I saw you guys on it, so I was like, oh, I know they're coming on the podcast. I should give it a watch. Who came up with the idea for that show? Because you guys keep having these awesome spin-offs, like spin-offs, but you know, just continuing to add depth to your guys' portfolio in like the TV space.
That was a game, a board game that you can get in stores right now. Okay. The board game used to be called the card game used to be called Shit Happens. It was like a really popular game in Target, Walmart, everything like that. Mm-hmm. And they decided to develop it into a TV show it's called The Misery Index, where they have like experts, like psychologists, psychiatrists rank these real world crazy things that happen, like these YouTube clips or articles of crazy shit happening to people. And then we're the people that help advise the contestants as to where it might fall on this real Misery Index scale of how terrible something is. And they TBS developed it into a game show, and they approached us about doing it since we kind of know how miserable things can get. and it was so much fun. We clicked with the idea immediately. So that was an example where they brought an idea to us and it just worked, you know, organic to what we do.
That meeting was awesome because they brought it to us and they were like, hey, can we try this out? And we actually literally just played the game in this hotel conference room with the producers. And we just were laughing. Like everybody was losing their shit the whole time. It was really fun. And we're like, oh, this is fun. This works. It's easy. Because it's more of us, like a part of our friendship too was always debating stupid topics and having an opinion where your opinion doesn't matter. Yeah. So it was like, this was like right in that wheelhouse. And then when we did Dinner Party, like Jokers was Jokers, that embarrassment comedy, then Misery Index, and then Dinner Party was just us having conversations in front of people, which is like our live tour stuff. You know, our live tour show is very much we're in front of you just hanging out together and you get to hang out with us. So Dinner Party worked in that way too. So we've been, we pick and choose our stuff because we know what we're good at and we know what people want to see from us. Yeah. And then we're like, we're not going to pretend like you're not going to see me on a drama series showing up. Like, you know?
Yeah. But ironically, you will see me on a drama series starting next spring. Check it out. It's on ABC Family. It's a great. Yeah.
It's called MurMD.
MurMD, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, yeah, you don't see us working out with our shirts on. You know what I mean?
No. It's
out of character. It's out of character. You just can't be doing it.
I'm not going to talk about, gentlemen. I work out with my shirt on. I look better when I'm working out with my shirt on.
So where are you guys located right now? Where are all you guys at right now?
I'm in New York and Mers in Jersey. Where are you guys?
Yep.
LA.
We're out in LA. So are you guys filming all of it in New York? Like when you guys film Jokers and Dinner Party, like is it all filmed in New York or New Jersey or just kind of in that area?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah.
You guys should come out to LA.
Well, we did an LA episode.
Yeah.
Our LA episode was
our
awesome.
200th episode. Yeah. That was a special Hollywood episode.
I think that everyone watching more than anything wants to see a Noah Beck Josh Richards gets featured on an Impractical Joker show.
No more than you two, right guys?
Yeah. No, I'm looking at the live chat, even though we don't have one, let's just pretend we do. And every people single person, they're just like, yo, put Josh and Noah on the next episode. Like they would be so funny. And I was just like, wow, that's crazy. I guess I got to bring it up. So
when I get out to LA, we'll definitely, because I'm a TikTok guy too. I love it. So
let's do it.
We'll definitely collab on something. It'll be
fun. We can do something. Yeah.
If you guys can promise that the cops will get called, we will have you on the show.
Oh, I promise you anything involving the Sway Boys, the cops always get called. So
all right, good.
We can promise you guys some good content. All right.
Deal.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming off. That's gonna or coming off. Wow. Nice. Hang on.
Thank you guys. You messed up.
If only I could edit. If only I could. Thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast today. It was an amazing episode. Probably one of the funniest episodes.
Yeah. Huge 100%. Fans, guys. Thank you again so much.
Yeah. And
thanks, guys.
Is there anything you guys want to like let the fit like where they can go watch Joker's dinner party, all the stuff you guys are doing right now?
Yeah, they could go to everything's on True TV's website, True TV, and practicaljokers.com basically has the link to everything and everywhere. Okay, and then on Twitter and Instagram, I'm at @Joe_Gatto. And Murr, what are you?
And what are you on TikTok, Joey?
That's a good question. I think I'm @_Joe Gatto.
On Twitter, I'm @James. Twitter, Facebook, @James_Murray. Instagram, @TheRealMurr. On TikTok, I'm @JamesMurrayJokers.
Yeah.
I try to use a different name for everything to make it as hard for fans to find me as possible. It's worked out really well so far.
I'm a big fan of the underscore. I'm actually on TikTok. I'm @The_Joe_Gatto.
If I've known one thing about Joe Gatto, it's that he's a big fan of underscores.
That's right. I'm the underscore guy. I'm the guy that's
he good. Can't get enough of them.
Dude, you need underscores. You come see me. I'm your man.
He's your guy. I got an underscore guy.
Hey, it's easy. Well, guys, again, thank you so much. The rundown, all the people watching, thank you guys for continuously tuning in. Make sure to rate it 5 stars, subscribe, and we'll see you guys all next week. Peace.